Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. It used to be whole grains were an undisputed staple of a balanced, nutritious diet. But then the paleo, low-carb, gluten-free craze hit. Many health-conscious individuals cut back on eating grains, and some eliminated them altogether from their diet. Yet whole grains are high in fiber and offer many other dietary benefits. So, what's the current consensus on whole grains?
If you're not sure where you stand in the grain debate, our next guest will clear up any confusion. Dr. Donald Hensrud is medical director of the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program and editor of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Mayo Clinic Diet. He's here to explain the benefits of eating whole grains.
Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Hensrud. Thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I think there's a lot of confusion regarding whole grains. And sometimes if people are browsing in the aisles, the bread aisle, the snack aisle, and they see something dark colored, they think, that must be whole grain. So would you clarify for us what exactly is considered a whole grain?
A whole grain is made with the entire grain. There are three main parts to a grain. There's the endosperm, which is the white starchy component. There's the bran, which contains a lot of fiber and some nutrients. And there's the germ that has a little bit of fat in it and also some nutrients. When a grain is refined, they remove the bran and the germ, and they're left only with the starchy component, which doesn't have a lot of nutrients. They add back some of the nutrients, but not all of them and not in the right concentration. So whole grains contain the fiber, more nutrients, and in general, it's much healthier than refined grains such as white flour.
So what foods are considered whole grain? Could you just give us a couple of foods that we might be familiar with that are whole grain?
Whole wheat, for example. It's made with the entire grain. It's a little darker than white flour. Brown rice would be another one. Brown rice is, in general, healthier than white rice. Oatmeal. Oatmeal is a whole grain. It's been shown to lower cholesterol and has numerous other health benefits. So those are some examples of different grains. And there are others as well, too, that are in their unrefined state.
So many people have given up grains because they've given up carbs, even those without celiac disease. If you have chosen to give up grains in your diet, are you losing something essential? Are whole grains actually healthy or just more healthy than refined grains?
There's a big difference between whole grains and refined grains, and whole grains are much healthier. To take a step back, people who have celiac disease need to avoid grains because of the gluten content. Some grains, wheat, barley, and rye, for example. Celiac disease affects almost 1% of the population. And that's an immune condition where the body can't handle gluten that's found in whole grains. Those people who avoid gluten-containing whole grains, or they will have adverse consequences in terms of their health. There's another group of people, maybe a couple percent, who have gluten sensitivity. So they don't have celiac disease, but they may get symptoms when they eat whole grains that contain gluten. They may get bloating or diarrhea. Some people describe a brain fog. Those people won't have the adverse health consequences of others with celiac disease, but they just don't feel as well. So it's probably a good idea for them to avoid gluten-containing grains. What's happened, however, is this has been extrapolated to the rest of the population, and it's been estimated that 20 to 30% of the population is looking at gluten-free products and trying to avoid whole grains. I'd suggest that that's a little misdirected, because if they can tolerate whole grains that contain gluten, there are many different health advantages.
What about the mechanical processing of grains? There are many products out there on the market that say they have whole grains, but they're processed, and so you sort of get the components of those whole grains, like, let's say, wheat thins. A lot of people eat wheat thins. Is that as good as me eating brown rice?
It depends on the amount of processing. For example, some whole grains, you may buy them in their whole form, wheat berries, for example, and you can cook those. Other whole grains may be ground up and used in flour. The main difference there is the particle size, and grains that are ground up are absorbed a little bit faster. But providing that they contain all three parts that we discussed earlier, the overall health benefits are still there. When they're ground up, they may raise blood glucose just a little bit. But overall, if you're consuming whole grains, that's much better than refined grains, regardless of the form that it's in.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
Our guest today is Dr. Donald Hensrud. He's the editor of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Mayo Clinic Diet. He's also the medical director of the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program. We're talking about whole grains, and I just want to clarify something because you mentioned it again. I know that whole grains are healthier than refined grains. But if you want to eliminate grains entirely, are you doing yourself a disservice? Are they essential to a healthy diet?
Well, we've gone through different phases in our diets that are recommended or followed in this country. For a while, everything was, years ago, was low fat, high carb, and people were eating all kinds of carbohydrates and whole grains as much as they wanted to. Then we turned that upside down, and it was high fat, low carb. And now gluten is the bad guy, which is actually a protein in grains. I would suggest that you don't have to go to extremes. And even in people on a very low-carb diet, it's been shown in studies, they do still get some carbohydrate in their diet. Most people, it's recommended that they get 50 to 65% of their calories from carbohydrates, including whole grains. And even on a low-carb diet, people usually eat about 30, 35%. Unless they go very, very low carb, which is difficult to do. It's good to keep some carbohydrate in your diet. You need that. What we suggest is that instead of going to extremes on carbohydrate and fat, go for healthy alternatives in each of those groups. For example, eat whole grains and try and cut down on refined flour and sugar in terms of carbohydrates. With regard to fat, eat healthy fats such as in olive oil, nuts, avocados, and some polyunsaturated fats in vegetable oils, and try and decrease trans fats especially that are found in baked goods, crackers, and processed food, and saturated fat, although there's been some controversy about that recently. But try and choose healthy whole grains or healthy carbohydrates and healthier fats.
Yeah, I guess we have to say that some people have given up carbs not for health per se, but possibly weight loss. And I think that's why it has become popular to do so, because people have had a lot of success dropping those carbs. So I think that the gluten-free thing and dropping carbs kind of melded together somehow for people, and they've decided to eliminate everything.
Yes. And actually, studies have shown that when people follow a very low-carb, high-fat diet, that they are able to lose more weight initially. Some of that is water weight. Long term, there isn't a great deal of difference. Calories count. The other problem with going extremely low carb, high fat, it's challenging to follow along for a long period of time. And I think that's why the Atkins diet and some other low carb, high fat diets aren't quite as popular now as they were in the past, that people are realizing, well, maybe it's better to, both for enjoyment and for health, to include some healthy carbs in their diet.
What about this whole craze for ancient grains or different grains or grain of the month? Everybody seems to be talking about quinoa.
Yeah, there's quinoa, there's amaranth, and all of these are good alternatives. One of the things that we recommend to people is we have so much knowledge out there and there's a lot of confusion, but let's get down to the basics. Eat whole grains in general. If you like those things, great. But whatever diet you're following, it should be practical. It should be enjoyable, and therefore it's sustainable long term. I see people who come into my office sometimes and they're just rigidly following a diet, which can be very challenging, and they're not enjoying themselves. So if people like some of these grains, newer or actually older ancient grains, that's great, as long as they can incorporate them in a practical way in their overall dietary plan.
Dr. Hensrud, I read something pretty interesting in my research of whole grains, that studies have shown that eating whole grains can help you cut down on the amount of body fat you have and lead to a healthier distribution of that fat. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, whole grains contain fiber, and that's probably part of the reason for this, that if you consume fiber, that you feel more full, and therefore you may eat less calories from other foods. That's been shown with vegetables and fruits also. They contain water and fiber. And so if you're filling up on fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, you'll eat a lot of bulk, But relative to the amount of calories you'll get, it's not as many calories. So there's some data. It's not a lot of weight difference, but there is data that people who eat whole grains may experience more satiety. It can help with weight loss as well.
Have you heard anything about the actual distribution of the fat on the body that might be different?
Yeah, actually, there's more data on that with regard to olive oil. And in fact, when olive oil and other monounsaturated fats have been substituted actually for carbohydrates, that seems to have an even more powerful effect on fat distribution. In other words, some people are apples. They carry their weight around the middle. Men tend to be more apples. Women tend to be more pears. They carry it in the lower body. If you have a choice, you'd rather be a pear. The health effects of that fat distribution are much healthier. People who are apples have a higher risk of elevated glucose and diabetes, high blood pressure, abnormal blood lipids, and cardiovascular disease. So there's some data that whole grains as opposed to refined grains may help that. It's not very powerful, and there's other data that suggests that eating healthier fats can help with that as well. Overall calorie intake obviously is important, and calories do count in the overall scheme of things.
Dr. Donald Hensrud is medical director of the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program. He's also editor of the number one New York Times bestseller, The Mayo Clinic Diet. Dr. Hensrud, thank you for coming on Take Care and sharing your expertise.
Thank you.